A little bit on the good side of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is described in a lot of different ways from the Torah by Chazal. Of course, the Torah describes him as the Anav Mikol Adam. He's described as the Ish Elokim. He's described as Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, the greatest Talmid Chacham who ever lived, the greatest Maariv Torah, the greatest Lamed Torah who ever lived. And the question is, are all these different terms that he used, all these different titles that he used, he's the Anav Mikol Adam, Lokom Naviod, he's Ish Elokim, he's the Moshe Rabbeinu, these just all, these four different halachas. Happens to be Moshe Rabbeinu had four different characteristics. He's the Ish Elokim, he's the Anav, he's the Rabbeinu, right? Or is really, it's one din, it's one halacha. It's a brisk Torah. The Mahus, the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi say, I think the fundamental question really touches not about the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu, but really touches about the personality of each and every person, each and every human being. Because each and every human being is made up of two components. The very creation of a person is Nasa Adam Bitzameinu. So already the Ramban already points out, the Rishon already borrowed with the Kash, the Mefarshim Chumash, the Chazal already, Nasa, the Lashon Rabbim. Who exactly else besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chalil is participating in the Bria of Adam? So the Mefarshim explained that Nasa Adam means not Chalil, not the Bayre, but there are different parts of the Bria are in a certain sense participating in the Bria of Adam, because Adam is made up of different components. Adam is made up of different, very, very different parts. He's Nasa Adam in the classic sense, because on the one hand, as the Pesukim described, he's not fundamentally different than many of the other things that were created on the sixth day. The lions, the elephants. He's not that much different than things that were created on the fifth day either. Fish, the birds. Same basic human needs. Same basic human structure. Physical structure. The anatomy is not all that different. Four stomachs, one stomach, intestine. Pretty much the same, right? 99%. Same respiration, the same digestion, the same reproduction. It's all basically the same. On the other hand, a human being, the Adam Lenefesh Chaya, Nisaisibay Deyavid Dibur, a person is given that gift of Das Elokim to be able to understand, to be able to say over a Shtukotay of Dover Gerim Lamamon. The elephants can't do that. The animals cannot say over a Ketzais. That's an unbelievable gift. That doesn't come from the Yemashishi. That doesn't come from Brias. The behemoths of Chayas. That's not the behema, the nefesh behemi of a person. That only comes from the spiritual dimension of a person. Because a human being has two different parts. And they're constantly playing out, each and every human being. Jew, non-Jew, man, woman. It's all the same dilemma. Every person, Hashem Sham, is walking that tightrope. What about that balance? We like to talk a lot about tightropes. Walking that tightrope between the Nefesh Eloiki, part of him that's not Chalil in the literal sense divine, but spiritual sense, or the physical behema part. Some of the manifestations of a person who has excelled in his spiritual side, becoming his primary existence. How do you test? How can you see what characteristics would such a person exhibit? If you want to know, is this person in front of you fundamentally a behemoth who just happens to have a little bit of day and dibur, or is this person fundamentally a spiritual entity that just happens to be walking on the earth? How can you tell? There are different. You know, if you look superficially, they look the same. I was thinking a lot, you know, this week, you know, Chofetz Chaim video. You know, Chofetz Chaim walked the earth not that long ago. There were already videos. I mean, not so great quality, but some videos. I think that's what struck everybody. A lot of people were very, very struck by the video of the Chofetz Chaim this week. I think what struck me the most is that it put a certain degree of, like, reality. You know, we think the Chofetz Chaim is something so far away. It's like so far removed from our world. And then we say, wait a second. Chofetz Chaim walked like we do. Chofetz Chaim got out of a car like we do. I didn't have exactly the same stock car, but it wasn't so different. The people in that video did not look that different from you and I. The There were a lot of people walking around the world when the Chofetz Chaim was walking around. They also had 2 feet. They also were eating and drinking and breathing. So if you looked at it very, you know, if you would have done an MRI in the Chofetz Chaim, an MRI in another, it would have shown up the same. Everything would have been the exact same. So if you look superficially, you would think, what's the difference? What's the difference between him and him? Then you think about it a little deeper and you realize, there's not much no correlation, living or dead, between somebody of the Chofetz Chaim and a regular Tom, Dick, and Harry that was walking on the same earth at the same time, Chofetz Chaim. What's the difference? How can you tell the difference? What characteristics does a Chofetz Chaim exhibit? What characteristics does Moshe Rabbeinu exhibit? A person who's fundamentally boss of Adam, the media that he will least exhibit is anivus. Anivus stems from the fact that a person has that realization that the world doesn't revolve around him. His physical needs, his physical covet, his physical, his gaiva, all these things revolve around myself. Those emanate from the world of Olam Hazeh. A person who's a spiritual in nature realizes immediately, I'm going to be about gaiva. Hashem Malach Geos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Gaiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in negative sense. All Gaiva and all greatness, all grandeur is only in the territory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu exhibits this midah of being an honored Mikol Adam. It's Moshe Rabbeinu L'shitasai. A person who is an honored Mikol Adam, a person who has removed themselves out of the equation, they're 0.1110% 0.1 of Gashmias, and the rest is 99.999% Ruchnias, then it's no great surprise that Moshe Rabbeinu could become a Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he is Ishid Elkim, because he is a spiritual in nature, because he's an Adam Mikol Adam, that is what enables him to become Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if you think about it, use Lumdish terminology, Torah should not be nitfas in us. It should be impossible for us to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is spiritual in nature. Mali Kesha to me. How could I, an elephant, can't learn Torah? It's impossible. He doesn't have the kelim to learn Torah. How could a human being learn Torah? The answer is, you could only learn Torah to the extent that your emphasis, that your definition of your character, your very essence, is spiritual in nature. The more that you're physical in nature, the less you could possibly learn Torah. The more you're spiritual in nature, the more ability you have to learn Torah. The more you think the world revolves around you, the less possible it becomes for you to learn Torah. It's not an onus, just a reality. If the world revolves around you, if you're physical in nature, everything revolves around your gaivas and your taivas and your mom and everything revolves around you, you have no shaykhs to Torah. You're a walking, you're a mammal on 2 feet, instead of on 4 feet. You're a mammal on 2 feet. A mammal on 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, 20 feet, still can't learn Torah. Torah can only be chal, can only be teifes, on someone who's an ish alakim. To the degree that you become an ish alakim, that's the degree that you'll be able to matzliach and learn Torah. To the degree that you become an ish alakim, that's how you'll get nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are you getting nevuah? An animal, except for the chamor maybe, Bilam. How can an animal gonna have nevuah from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Based on what? Based on who? Based on his physical characteristics? Because Lafish and Nisosib are Dei Avidibor, a human being who's given that gift of Dei Avidibor, when you're given those godly gifts, those divine gifts of Dei Avidibor, the more you perfect them, the more shaykhis you'll have to Nevuah, to Torah, etc. The more you become Shakua in the Nefesh HaBehemi, it's not even going to be on the radar screen for you to become a clay kibble for Torah, for Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was L'shitasai. He was the Anam Mikol Adam, he was the Ish Elokim, he was the Rabbeinu, he was the Lokab Yisrael Navi Moshe. Because he had all of those, because he perfected to the extent that he could, to that degree of, he was not a human being who was just, you know, had a little bit of Torah in him. He was a human being, but he was fundamentally a spiritual. He was funny, his life had been so perfected that he was almost reached the level of being a Malach Hashem Tzevokos, who happened to be walking in the physical world. So, a little bit of the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam b'chol yaminu la'olam. Because I'll say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tamidim and Moshe Rabbeinu, gave us Chazal, gave us Ktsoisim, gave us relatives of the Ktsoisim, gave us the V'chaskar, G'dayle G'ayne Olam, the Chavetz Chaim from Vidya, G'dayle G'dayle Olam, with the Tamidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. We should try as best as we can. If you want to emulate in the Torah, you have to emulate in their approach to life as well. The less a person is part of his Nefesh Behema, the more success he'll have in becoming part of Isha Lakim, and following in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu all his time.
Stop quickly because...